The Bernstein and Harris Show, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bang. We're calling this the Brat Bowl. I don't know where the competitive aspect of this is, because we're all a big family here in the Odyssey Sports family.
Jokes on them. We're eating all their food.
Well, I think there's plenty for everyone here at the Brat Stop, and you should come join us. We are here brought to you by the fine folks at Ziegler Subaru in Kenosha, or of Kenosha. For a great experience, visit ZieglerSubaru.com and Pottawatomie Sportsbook. And we are joined now by Sparky Pfeiffer. How would you describe your multiple roles at the Fan?
Lifer. I was there when we started the sports station in 2005, so it'll be 20 years coming up in January. Wow. I've done every time slot on the station, every post-game show on the station, racing show, bowling show. So, yeah, I've pretty much done everything you can do at that station at some point.
Bowling show.
Yes.
Racing
It was called a spare time bowling show. And the PBA tour, I used to fly out to Vegas to do the recording for the World Series of Bowling, have all the PBA interviews and everything else. So, yeah, that became a real popular thing in general. So that was a lot of fun.
Do you have an outdoors show?
We did. Yes. I co-hosted that once. But those guys were a little bit crazier for my taste. But yeah,
I'm just saying, I haven't talked to Mitch about this, but if you ever need somebody,
really,
if you ever need somebody to talk a little bit of fishing,
was fishing and hunting was that show, but a lot of fishing, a lot of guys on boats listening to these guys talk about where all the fish were, all the different lakes around Wisconsin, all that stuff.
Yeah, you ever need somebody to help out with that? I can volunteer.
Right.
I don't own a boat, but I've been on boats.
Yeah, you bring up Mitch Rosen, right?
Mm-hmm.
It should be called the Mitch Bowl.
It should be called the Mitch
it
Bowl.
It should not be called the Brat Bowl, because he's running both stations. It should be the Mitch Bowl.
Mitch Bowl.
That's a very good point.
We could have so much fun with that.
Yes, the Mitch Bowl.
Yep.
Yes.
Where we
the show ends early randomly.
We start a show, and then like 40 minutes into the show, we're just not here.
Mitch is laughing. He knows.
Yeah, it's like, where'd they go? I don't know. They were here, and then they left.
They shuffled right out of the show.
The ceremonial shuffle.
There we go. I don't know. I guess they're halfway down 94 already. So what is the mood in Green Bay? And I guess I would imagine that fans are just kind of licking their chops to get to the Bears at a low point.
I am. Like, anything short of a blowout, I'm going to be mad. Like, I don't want it to be a field goal game. I don't want it to be within seven. Y'all haven't scored a touchdown since Washington. This defense is getting better. Jeff Hadley's done a great job as coordinator. Xavier McKinney has a bunch of interceptions already this year. I mean, yeah, I think we're coming in expecting a blowout, I think, to a certain degree. And it's nothing, you know, necessarily against the Bears, but that offense has not looked good. You change coordinators. The offensive line stinks. The quarterback holds onto the ball too long. I mean, there's a lot of issues that have to be fixed, and I don't think it gets fixed in 3 or 4 days. And then your offensive coordinator is a former Badger coach and Thomas Brown. So, yeah, should be fun.
I feel like, at least for the Bears, we've talked about how they need to have some main character energy here. Like, typically it can be about the rivalry, but mm-hmm. they've got so much to fix for themselves. Focusing on Green Bay is part of it. But as you said, this is a team that's arguably in disarray right now when you consider the results of what was the easy part of their schedule. Now they're facing a Packers team, hungry, coming off that bye. That was an incredibly competitive game against Detroit. We saw what happened. I feel like if you're a Packers fan, this is the right time to face them.
I think you're very excited as a Packers fan. And again, Jordan Love, who's been battling injuries. He had the sprained MCL in week 1 against Philly. Then he had a groin injury that he was trying to battle through as well. He's missed 2.5 games this year with injuries. So now he gets 2 weeks to rest up and be healthy for this game going down to Chicago. I got a question for both of you. If I said, hey, Packers lose to the Bears, but that solidifies Eberflus to be your coach going forward and they're going to keep him, or you lose a bunch of games, including the Packers, and you fire him, which side do you want?
Wow, that's a sports hypothetical that I think is on the table, frankly,
because
knowing how much it means to the ownership.
If the Bears sweep the Packers and beat them both times, does that save Eberflus's job?
Arguably could.
It could if the Bears really end up in bizarro world. And I'm going to answer your question by not answering it. What was the name? A Trekkie could tell me. What was the name of the famous exam that they would give the Starfleet commanders? Like, you couldn't have command of a ship until you. It's got a Japanese name, and there was no real answer to the conundrum.
I think it was Kobayashi Maru.
That's what this feels like, and I think the answer is, it shouldn't matter at all. If you can't figure out that you need to fire Matt Eberflus last week, the week before, immediately, right before kickoff, at halftime, regardless of outcome, then you're doing something wrong. It's so far beyond individual outcomes, even in rivalry games.
But then he's still here. He's still coaching the team.
I
tell him every day.
They haven't figured it out, though. That's what I'm saying.
That's why I brought Powdered Toast Man with us, because he made the road trip. If anybody knows, I know there's Twitch Mob folks here who have already introduced themselves, who I don't think are real. They're actually holograms. There's nobody on the Twitch Mob's actually a real human being.
Hawk is.
I don't know.
Johnny is.
But that's why he's here, because as long as Powdered Toast Man is here, you know, I keep thinking, you got to fire this idiot, and they haven't yet.
No, that's what I'm saying. And the McCaskey family, hey, man, Packers-Bears is a big thing. Lovie Smith got here, right? And he was all about, got to beat the Packers. Matt LaFleur just said in his press conference yesterday, he showed a video to his team of old Packer-Bear highlights, kind of showing them a little bit of what the rivalry is all about. I don't know if that's going on in Chicago or not, but from a Green Bay perspective, they still play into it a little bit, obviously knowing it's the Bears, it's not the Lions or whatever, but they still try to educate their team a little bit.
I will say this, though, is if that were to happen, that means the Bears are a much better team than we've seen out of the last month. Mm-hmm. And you can talk about the wins all you want, but when recent ones also indicate Carolina and Jacksonville, that would be a huge step up.
For sure.
That would mean something has gone right for the team. And that's the part of this that I feel like is worth discussing. This is a team that should have a much better record after this part of the schedule, knowing that all of the conference games are coming up now.
This is my thing. I don't understand how DJ Moore can sign an extension and essentially walk off the field during a play. And Xavier McKinney took his shot at DJ Moore, and DJ Moore said, oh, it's trash talk, fine, whatever, we'll see what happens on the field. I'm sorry. If you sign an extension, I expect you to be a team guy and be in. You knew you were getting a rookie quarterback. You knew what you were getting yourself into. And again, because you guys were on Hard Knocks, I really got to see an inside look kind of what was going on. We talked about Hard Knocks every week. My producer, Charlie Usen, we call him Chicago Charlie, brainwashed as a child. His dad grew up in Wrigleyville. So lived in Wisconsin his whole life, played high school football, played college football at Elmhurst. So he's a big Chicago fan. So we talked about it every week. I would be livid. Like, if I was Ryan Poles, I would have grabbed DJ Moore and said, you do that again, I swear to God, I'll trade you to the Panthers, and you will love life again.
Okay, a couple of questions in that regard. One, the Packers have had their own disciplinary issues this year. Mm-hmm. So describe the way Matt LaFleur handled those issues, especially on the timeline. Did he put his finger to the wind and wait to hear everything out there? What are they saying? Or did the Packers act with a different kind of alacrity?
I mean, in general, with him and Brian Gutekunst, the general manager, they're usually pretty aggressive in taking care of issues as they happen. Like Jaire Alexander, it was last year, it was the Panther game. He goes running out there. Wasn't supposed to be out there.
I
thought they knew. I you know, I'm from here and I need to be out there, whatever. And they took care of that quickly. They brought him in. They had a talk. They did what they had to do. And he was a completely different person for the rest of the season. Then it was, well, how's he going to be when he comes back? He's been a team guy. Haven't had any issues with him. Now he's been battling injuries and not being able to stay healthy. But from that, you get it. The other part of this, I think, is that helps, with all due respect, different to Chicago, is this team's won for a long time. So from a player perspective, they want to be here because they want to be in the playoffs every year. They want a chance to be at a Super Bowl. So when they say something, I think players maybe listen a little bit more. When you're in an organization that hasn't won in a while and has been known to do crazy things and not get things done, I think that respect level is probably a little bit different from a player standpoint.
You mentioned the point that has been made about several Chicago quarterbacks, the last two for sure, the holding on to the ball so long aspect. That's something that we've examined when it comes to having a defensive coach in Matt Eberflus and coaching your quarterbacks to be afraid to throw an interception. That is the worst thing in the world. Jordan Love has 10. How much is that affecting his mental process and his risk-taking ability this season?
Well, that's a tricky thing that you bring up, because what's happening is I feel like Packer fans are using Brett Favre as a weapon, as a negative weapon, because he's throwing so many interceptions. Oh, great. We have another Brett. Well, the problem is he's following Aaron Rodgers, who refused to take any type of chance unless it was Devontae Adams, right? So anybody that throws any type of interceptions after Rodgers is going to look horrible. Decision-making is a big thing for Jordan Love. There's no question. It's something he has to work on. The offensive coordinator yesterday was asked, Stanovich was asked, do you think injuries are playing into it? No. It has nothing to do with, you know, making the right decision. And he has to do better at it. I think he'll be fine. I think what you guys are dealing with Fields and Caleb Williams, and I don't know if it gets better because I don't think Justin Fields has gotten better. It's, you know, reading, reacting, and being able to make the throw. And we were just talking about it off the air here about Quay Walker, the linebacker for the Packers, who I feel is very similar to a quarterback. You have to read and react quickly at a linebacker. And if you hesitate and you don't do that and you're not aggressive, you're not going to get to where you want to go. That's his problem. And I think that's a quarterback's problem. But again, I'm not a quarterback. I just don't know if that ever gets better.
Sparky, I read this the other day, and as we let you go, just a little bit of food for thought here, and I found it fascinating. And this was a Bears fan who said, if we're really being honest about the Bears and the quarterback wilderness and everything they've been through, it ended. The Bears' glory ended the moment Charles Martin threw Jim McMahon down on his shoulder. November 23rd. 1986.
Hell yeah.
Nothing has been the same since that.
I'll be honest. When y'all got Jay Cutler, I thought you were going to be something. I really doesn't.
I did
Man,
too.
They finally got a quarterback. Here
too.
We go. And Rami Makhlouf, who fills in on this station, was with me at that time in Milwaukee. And I was like, here you go, Rami. You finally got somebody since McMahon. And it just never ended up. You got Charles Woodson saying same old Jay after he throws another interception and that type of stuff. Yeah, the Charles Martin thing, I remember watching that. He had a long towel on. He had Willie Gault's number
hit
on
list.
There. I don't know.
He had a written hit list in Sharpie on his towel.
How was he going to catch Willie Gault? Come on.
Especially now.
Yes.
Have you seen Willie Gault lately?
He's
still winning like Masters sprint tournaments.
It's like Jerry Rice. They just never get out of shape. They're always in
ridiculous.
Peak physical condition. Yeah.
Terrell Owens the same way
Yeah,
now.
But I don't know, man. Like, I don't – there's part of me that says – does it take the McCaskies to sell it in order to
yes.
get the karma to change? For the Bucs, Herb Cole sold. We have new owners. And all of a sudden, Giannis appears, and we win a championship. I wonder if it's just change
coach.
Of ownership.
You're talking about
yeah, what's
to fire
happening
coach.
There?
With the Milwaukee Bucks?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We've been examining that a little bit.
This is the thing. Everybody's mad about, you know, Lillard versus Drew Holiday and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But, guys, the problem is Giannis. 5 of 6 years, he's been hurt in the playoffs. He was hurt the year they won the championship, but Trae Young got hurt. That's how you were able to get to Phoenix, and then Giannis came back, and you won. Middleton is never healthy. They got Lillard to be the score for when Giannis goes out.
But
that's kind of the
guard
deal,
anybody.
Right?
Yeah.
But Middleton is hurt still.
Yep.
So you still haven't had the big three available. Doc Rivers' teams do not stink in the regular season. It's been like over a decade since he's had a losing record in the regular season. They'll figure it out. They'll be fine. But they have to be healthy. And when you're older, health can be an issue.
Eastern
Tell
Conference is a kind conference to play in, at
yeah,
least for these guys. You've got to get to like
bad.
The 11th place team before there's a sub-500 in the West.
Sparky, thank you so much. And I just want to say I'm really happy, and I think it's great for Milwaukee and great for Odyssey that 105.7 The Fan is back doing its thing.
I'm happy, too, because I get to talk about the Trader and the Cubs. So it's fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the record spoke for itself, though. Now, didn't it?
You know he's a terrific guy, right?
He's a traitor.
Oh, stop.
No.
Stop being a meatball.
I don't reference that man by name on my show.
Oh,
traitor.
Come on.
No, absolutely not. I told people they should boo that dude in the grocery store if he wants to live in Wisconsin.
Ouch. Really?
Yes.
I don't want him to do that. Might even...
Man, you should see that they had marketing videos of Craig Council. See, I'm saying it. I'm on the score. Of that dude being in videos talking about, I'm just like you. I grew up a Brewers fan. I was in the Brewers clubhouse.
But that's what people say for marketing videos.
Get out of here.
I don't think he's lying.
I don't think he is either.
Right. I think he meant it.
Get out of here. No. No, I'm done.
Okay.
Brett Favre and the Trader. Same thing.
All right. There we go. That is Sparky Pfeiffer of The Fan. And when we come back, we're going to do a deep dive into some of what is going on in the developmental hiccups of Caleb Williams, what can be fixed, and how they're going to do it. So we'll discuss. You should be at the Broad Stop because we're at the Broad Stop. And you should bring a gently worn, a brand new coat. And you'll get a $1 off coupon. One coupon per customer. This is brought to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha for a great experience. Visit ZieglerSubaru.com and Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Back with more Bears talk next on The Score.